in the heart of Sri Krishna, you are the Almighty Personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the plane of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. Explaining some very deep spiritual subject matter. Because the word Krishna is used two times, we know that Arjuna was chanting the holy name Krishna, Krishna, he was chanting. The holy name of Lord Krishna is identical with Krishna, just as two sugar fruits are identical with each other. Yeah. even relish the holy name very nicely, because even see the form of Lord Krishna when he chants and feel his divine protection while he chants. Goes for its broad by its relatives. And then when the time comes, he just lays down and waits. All of a sudden, Shiva comes and speaks the holy name and disappears. By saying insecurity or existential
questioning.
But the fact is that no one can really be totally safe and secure in this world. We can only pretend to be by going diverting our attention a little bit.
Relationship with Krishna.
quel nascondimento la Holy Name. The biggest blessing of the Holy Name is the fearlessness. Even at the most fearful situation for condition, so there is a moment of his own death. Even the God of fear comes riding on a buffalo, Yamaraj, is not he told his servants, don't bring me a shelter. In his last days, the prophet was on his form, we call it his Angelina, his last pastime. And he was on his deathbed. He one morning awoke and said, I'm going to pray for him. This was a few days before his departure. He was on a trip, crossing the ocean of material existence. All the devotees were chanting. And then he said, "Change us out of the list of deathlessness." This is the blessing of the Holy Name. Please take note of this beautiful verse. Krishna, Krishna, Mahaprabhu means Krishna, your Holy Name is also Almighty. Now, this Holy Name was brought for us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This great devotee, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, has written a work of very inspiring work. It's called Sarvabhauma Shataka. It's 100 verses in glorification of Lord Chaitanya and of the Holy Name. He describes that at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, this universe was flooded. Three quarters of this universe was flooded by sin. That means, you know, in astrological terms, astrophysical terms, astrophysics, yes. In the terms of astrophysics, that only the rusty planets were still not touched by sin.
The
seinem Haupt startet die Sache dann hier, ja, sofort mit Sword came running to the Nyatya place. I don't know if you have heard, but there's much in time in Mahabharata Shantan movement was going on. Even the devatas took place, took part in disguised human forms. And as these fortunate souls chanted, they could for the first time see, wow, this is an ocean of sin in which we live. In their hearts, compassion in their hearts, and began to distribute the holy name to even Chakalas, dog eaters, because they could see without the mercy of the holy name, everyone is entangled in the network of samsara. My dear devotees, this points at the great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who distributed the holy name. Therefore, his dear devotee, Prabhudananda Saraswati, asked us a question. What actual benefit, after this question, my dear devotees, what actual benefit did the four souls of this world attain when Lord Ramachandra, Lord Vishnudev, and many other incarnations of Godhead killed so many enemies and demons? What was your benefit? So the next thing is, he asked, well, what benefit is it for us with the Lord Vishnu that he has killed so many demons? That's our benefit from this. We are not killed. I mean, we are not benefited by this. That in Kali Yuga, Lord Kapila and other incarnations reveal the paths of Shantya and Ashtanga Yoga. How does it touch your life? Is it so glorious? Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, respectively, create, maintain, and destroy the material universe. Is it so auspicious that Lord Varaha lifted and rescued the earth from the Gavadaka ocean? All this is nice, but we do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The most important, crucial, and relevant benediction for all of us living entities in creation is that Lord Krishna inoperable. And it's revealed because he mentioned the motion of service that is the Mahabhakti. Through the chanting of the holy names. That's how Lakshmi Mahaprabhu and his distribution of the holy name is the most essential and beneficial activity for the conditioned souls in the past, present, and future. Please don't be shocked by this verse. Of course, the incarnations are very beneficial things and very extremely wonderful. But you will also die. Therefore, wake up and run to Vrindavan. Don't fearlessly say, "I'll set up
Vrindavan."
He's intense. But he's going to stand for it. For a person, that is relevant, which helps him. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercifully given us the benediction of saying the holy name. Yes. Free from offenses. You can say for many millions of births. If you are infested with offenses, you will not get Krishna prema. It's simply not possible. Yarasandha, he saw Krishna. But he was such an offensive demon that he fought with Krishna's devotees. Duryodhana saw Krishna. But he was such an offensive demon that he tried to bind the universal form of Krishna with ropes by Krishna. If you have offenses, then you will not have love. And then you will not experience the benefits of the chanting. Ari, Ari, Ari. When you chant under the chant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your offenses will quickly vanquish. Because he does not consider your offenses. And he frees you from them. What does it mean to chant under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? My devotees, in my Krishna consciousness, I have only discovered this since 2 years. After 2 years before, I was every day wasting my human form of life.
I
shout out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is something quite easy and natural. It's not something unnatural.
If
you seriously ask yourself what is the most possible form of Krishna, of God, serious introspection. Did you become a little realistic that I'm not such a great scholar or a great yogi or yogi or whatsoever? So my advancement most probably will come from the mercy, not from our own strengths. Then the next question is, where do I find the greatest amount of mercy? Most people think that their life is really happy, that they have money, so they think, how do I make them the lowest? Yes, but I think now I need mercy even more than lowest, so where do I get the winners? And if you make a serious investigation of this question, you arrive at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now the next question is how do we make our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? First thing is by the name. Please tell the name. Go, Larry, go, Larry. You're also like, go, Larry, go, Larry. this rebirth that caused the monks, everyone chanted in the temple heavily the name of Gaurahari.
Thank you.
you very much. I have ended my class for all the time. I couldn't believe it. Not even talk. It's not the blessing of the rabbi. And he includes one very amazing book. Then you have changed your holy name like a robber who reads again and again the letter which his beloved the holy name with the same enthusiasm as the materialist. This is the lips of a young girl. Humility and a type of fear of material existence, and if you don't have love, you will have to push yourself to change. Thank you very much for your question. There was another. Thank you.
could get an opposition and that's not your concept. That could be good. I would just make you do other offenses.
We decided to tell you that there is another offense on the book of the moment of
the I'm deeply convinced that the spirit of goal setting must be different from material goal setting.
And as the book of the moment of the book of the moment of the book of the moment of
the material goal is that you will affect the book of yourself if you don't reach your goal.
And the most important thing about the book of the moment is that the book of the moment is that the book of the moment
is that the goal setting, the goal is already the goal.
Most important thing about the book of the moment is that the book of
the moment is that the
book of the moment is that the
book of the moment is that if your goal is Krishna, let us make it simple. I want to love Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. I want to be close to Krishna. Like that. That is your goal. Even if you don't reach Krishna, if you think of Krishna, you've reached the goal. Thinking of separation of Krishna is already being together with Krishna. Because even in separation from Krishna, Krishna is in your heart. The problem is we don't have our Krishna goal is not strong enough to us. Therefore, we don't think strong enough of Krishna. We think of Maya. All great devotees, they all have to try to reach Krishna. My spiritual goal is I want to be general president.
What
do you want to see
that
I'm general president? Others listen to me. My spiritual goal. You don't have spiritual goals, but we disguise them as spiritual goals. If you believe what happens to the goal, you know what really
says.
Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita says, it is the written truth, guide us to this goal. And see, what I described as feelings of separation and disqualification is not what we know in the material world. When we cry out of feelings of separation in the material world, we cry really that we couldn't get out. So-called spiritual goals, which are in reality only disguised material goals. A good spiritual goal is about to be purified so that I can chant the Holy Name. Thank you.
Thank you.